All right, y'all. This is the Lit, the Loud, and the Lazy. Triple L's.
Episode 4, I believe.
Yeah, 4. And, you know, my name's Baldy Locks.
Bush Boy.
Baldy Locks.
A.K.A. Baldy Bush Boy.
Locks. This is Beach Burger.
All right, you already know this is the Mr. Vibe Catcher himself, Fat Moses.
So, my first question for y'all is, what would be your spirit animal? So, mine's... You know, it was always a hyena because I love to laugh. Wow. But now.
you got an octopus tatted on you and your spirit animal is a hyena?
Yeah. But now it's an octopus because I got an octopus tatted on me.
Yo, wow.
Can I pick a dinosaur?
Yeah. I think it's an animal.
Oh, shit. I'm hella pterodactyl. You feel me? I fly high. I'm nice and long. I'm all about the bones. You feel me? I think that's all I got.
I'm gonna just keep it short and simple. I'll probably be a wolf or a lion.
I'm two different ass.
Nah, animals. You know what? Because I'm Jamaican, I'll be a lion.
There's lions in Jamaica?
Nah, but you know, jaw lion, you know.
Y'all got mountains though, right?
Yeah.
Y'all got cougars too.
Yeah. I don't know the whole animal aspect of Jamaica. Yeah,
you know what a cougar is, right? That's mountain lion.
I know, but I don't know. That shit.
Nice try.
All right. Well, since we already talking about cougars, right? We're gonna move on to our first topic. So
this nigga made an animal for a segue.
Nah, I literally just thought about it.
There's cougars in Jamaica.
You said lion. Cougars and lions are the same thing.
There's cougars in Jamaica, bro. Okay, I'm gonna let you have it.
All right. So we're gonna talk about cougars and milfs. So. Honestly, though, is there really a difference between a cougar and a MILF?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because cougars could not have kids and just be bad. Wait, Halle Berry got kids?
I don't know. I don't know if any little berries running around.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure she got
some probably kids. Don't claim them like Drake.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, because there's a lot of women that don't have kids, especially now. So, I think there is a little bit of a difference.
No, she got two jits. Nala Ariella Aubrey and Maceo Robert Martinez.
All right, so that was my definition of a cougar, but I guess she's more of a MILF.
I feel like cougars are like sugar mamas.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a whole difference right there.
So, like, Oprah would be a cougar.
Man, she's taking a lot of African kids, so I'll call her a MILF. Like a foster MILF.
Foster MILF?
Can you really be a MILF if you didn't birth the kid yourself?
Yeah, foster mom MILF, you know? Kind of makes sense.
You're not really a MILF if you ain't birthed the kid yourself.
The pussy not a MILF, but everything else about you a MILF.
Nah. Basically.
Nah.
Yeah,
I don't think that's how that shit works.
If you could be a whatever through penetration... Yeah, you could be whatever by association.
Y'all niggas, you too made that whole bullshit up. Nah, I never
true.
Even agreed with that.
Yeah,
I never agreed with that.
I'm Trinidadian and Haitian through penetration. You already know.
Yeah, by penetration is a real thing, bro.
That's not how that shit works.
It is. It's a thing.
Nah.
I'm like 6 nationalities in one, even though I'm all Haitian.
Not for nothing but black bitches in Jamaica, so...
Yeah, black bitches come from everywhere. Yeah. Black women.
Whatever y'all want to believe. Y'all can go be on that shit. Alright, anyways. So, what do you think is the best place to find a cougar or a MILF?
Old school nights in a strip club.
Old school nights in a strip club?
Yeah, they had an old school night at my job. Nothing but cougars and MILFs.
Damn, I think bars in Brooklyn. Are we talking about Miami, though?
No, that's really our
only experience that, to say cougars and MILFs.
What was that one website that you could cheat on?
Tinder? Madison?
Ashley Madison.
No.
I feel like they got a cougar life or cougar anywhere. Ashley Madison was so popping, and when they got leaked, it was on CNN, you feel me? Mm. So I know there was some cougars on that.
They literally have a website for, you know how they have black people meet?
Yeah, but you know how they have farmers meet? I don't really think people are really on that like that.
I mean, I don't think farmers have Wi-Fi like that. So,
you might be surprised.
They make mad money. They make a lot of money.
Yeah,
if they have a nice farm, a big farm.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
You might be surprised, man.
But you know, anywhere they got an old night or a bar that plays old music, because you know a lot of
a cruise too. A cruise might be lit, man. Because when I went on my cruise, I saw a lot of old ass ladies, and they was predominantly by themselves.
Right, what about retirement homes?
We're talking about mills.
You don't check yourself into a retirement home most of the time.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know what I mean?
That might be like it's just cause she in a retirement home, or it's cause she got grandkids.
I'm thinking she got grandkids that probably all my experiences with my friends is their family was tied to their grandma. They put them in a home. It's not, hey, you know what, man? I just want to chill here for a little bit. Let me go here. I might find a man in my life. I'm not.
I'm dead. I mean, sometimes they do.
And I used to watch this show. I didn't watch. There was no show called Mills. I forgot what show I used to watch.
That sounds like an MTV ass show.
Nah. But yeah, I think any bar, especially down here in Miami, there's a lot of places you can meet some mills. The beach, bars. I didn't know about strip clubs, but apparently you can do it at strip clubs.
Publix, Walmart.
I ain't gonna lie, you know you go find some mills at too, in Cougars. Right. They have this party in Biscayne. It's an R&B night party. We play nothing but R&B.
Bayside, old people be flocking too.
Yeah.
So Miami, you can find them where they at. Mm-hmm. Other cities, we don't know, but in Miami, you can find them where they at.
I'm still going to always say that West Broward is the best place to find them.
West Broward.
Yo, West Broward. Anywhere in West Broward, I walk into any grocery store. I don't even have to walk into a grocery store. I just walk down the street. I just see straight.
I ain't gonna lie. We skipping the main place to find Mills and Cougars.
Key West?
Schools,
my niggas.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How many of my teachers are Cougars and Mills?
I went to this graduation. This fifth grade graduation for my client, right?
It's fifth grade. Those young mamas still.
No.
It's like 30. They were 30.
Semi. Yeah, they were like, semi. 30 was, those young was mamas. In that nice and tight range, and they was fine as hell. Some of them was looking 22, 20.
But you know what?
And it wasn't close to that.
We going through that epidemic where, you know, all moms getting their body done. Plastic surgery is a shit right now.
It is.
Them niggas is making meals off of these black bitches.
It is. And they get right when the baby drop.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Almost just got it like that.
So, yeah, if anything, the numbers of MILFs is going to increase as we get older.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so is bagging a MILF on your bucket list?
Of course. Why not?
All right, now, if you have the kid with her, does that count as a MILF on your bucket list? Or does it have to be?
Yeah.
It has to be. So Prince says no.
Shaq says no. You got a kid. You got a kid, you a MILF.
To everyone else, she a MILF. But to me, that's my jit.
So that's just your BM. She's not a MILF.
Nah, but you know, she'll
still be a MILF, but I can't cross that out of my bucket list. Yeah, I fucked a MILF.
Oh, because you fucked her before she was a MILF.
I turned her into a MILF.
Okay.
Now, what if you ain't turned her into a MILF, but she already got a kid?
Okay, that's different.
By his definition, that's a MILF.
Okay. Once she has a kid by someone else, then I fucked a MILF.
I'm saying if you out of high school. And you got a child, you a MILF in my eyes. I'm gonna say,
I don't think it's that easy, man. Because bitches be mad young having kids now. Bitches be 18, 17, 16, they're not MILFs. Yeah. They just young women with jits.
I mean, you said 18, 17, like bitches don't be having kids at 14.
Exactly. I knew a girl that had a kid at 14. I knew a couple girls that had kids at 14. I'm not going around calling them no MILF.
So you call them teen MILFs?
You a freshman with a jit.
If I was in high school, I'd hella call them a MILF.
You a freshman with a jit.
If I was in high school, I'd be like, hey, damn, girl, you a MILF.
You a jit.
Yeah, I'll be calling them MILF the whole day.
Not at all.
I've been a whole year.
I'm dead. But nah, not at all. You ain't no MILF. There's a certain, to me, there's an age range to the perfect MILFnicity. We gonna call it MILFnicity.
As long as you older than me, you a MILF.
That might fit the criteria, I'm not gonna lie.
That might fit your criteria?
That might fit my criteria.
So criteria. Wait, how old are you?
I'm 24.
So if you meet a bitch 25 with a kid, is she a MILF?
Oh, know, some 25-year-olds be looking grown, like, grown. Like,
but, you know, 25 is a steep age in your 20s. It's the mid, is mid-20s, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think
so, okay, I'm 22. No, I'm 23. I meet a girl 24, and she got kids.
She's not a MILF. I don't even think 25 is a MILF. I think you got to be 28, 29, 30. The low end. Aging out of your 20s. Into your... Because a newborn don't really make you a MILF in my eyes. Like, you actually got to have a JIT. Like, running around, educated, can read and shit.
What? Why that's the way you qualifications to be a MILF?
Because I've seen MILFs. You know, I work with MILFs.
So
seeing MILFs gives me a certain criteria.
Yeah, you have to be picky with your women. You gotta have high ass standards.
Yeah,
because you sound like you have high ass standards.
You got to. But I don't really have.
You figure way too much.
I don't really have as high standards for MILFs as he does.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I never thought about this until. It's only funny why we're having this stupid conversation. Because you asked me, you was telling me yesterday that you sound
bad moms at the graduation. Y'all sound dumb.
I was like, hey man, this is a great topic.
There was bad moms at the graduation. And it was buku moms that was bad. Gorgeous. Beautiful moms. And it didn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, every time you do, first they had this is the longest graduation I've ever been to in my life. This graduation lasted from 8
mm-hmm.
to 1. Because they had so many awards to give. All these kids are going down the line. Every time they call in their names, giving them awards, they have to go down a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And when they all, whatever award it is, like honor roll, all the kids, they call down honor roll, they line up, and all the parents rush to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing all these women rush to take the pictures because I guess the fathers, you know, they were like, fuck the picture.
Mm-hmm.
All these women are rushing to take the pictures of their kids, and I'm mm-hmm. just seeing bad mom after bad mom after bad mom after bad mom after bad mom. So I'm being extra chivalrous at this point in the back of the line. I'm like, hey, you could go in front of, hey, whatever y'all want, y'all got. You want me to take this picture for you? I got you.
I'm dead.
Being extra chivalrous.
I think I was trying to take care of some kids, bro.
I don't know about that at all, but
8
mils.
Holla
at me.
All right. So, y'all got any celebrity cougar crushes or milk crushes? I got a few.
All right, go ahead.
Celebrity? Do it have to be celebrity?
It should be. I don't want you saying, like, hey, Ryan's mama can get it.
No, I want all my dogs and homegirls.
Just anybody.
My dogs and homegirls that got fine-ass mamas. You know what I'm saying?
It has to be someone that everyone knows.
You work at a strip club, bro.
And I see a lot of fine mamas. So all them kids that I don't know, any mama come to the club I work at, them too.
Shout out to Jungle Pussy then.
Mm-hmm.
What the strippers be named at your job?
Nah, I don't have crushes on them. I think we had some better looking strippers. We had some top of the line dancers, dog. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes every blue moon we get some good looking shit, some fine looking shit, but the regulars that always come and be disappointed at every night, I obviously know why they don't. That shit just disappoint me, dog. Right. But you know they're working on that. The waitresses and the bartenders make up for the
That's usually how I be at the strip club. If I had the
But G5 got beautiful strippers.
Yeah,
they come to where I work at. Sometimes, and oh my god, everyone that city from G5 is just, oh my god.
Yeah, I had a couple homegirls dance at G5.
You know, girls are working at G5.
Yeah, that's of course.
And you don't work at a strip club. That's crazy. Yeah,
bro. Northport be lit,
bro. Northport.
They black. I've been trying to tell
you.
I've been trying to tell you.
Most of these strippers come from out of town. Most of them.
You can't be a stripper in your own city.
Yeah, a lot of them do that still.
I recognize that titty.
I feel like it's not beneficial for you.
Like a girl, she
gotta look like a commodity.
She was stripping and she left because she saw an uncle in the strip club.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Stuff like that could happen if you strip in your own city, or you see an ex boyfriend or whatever it could be.
When do those happen too?
Whatever it could be, your father, your brother, your uncle, ex boyfriend, your teacher, whatever. It just, you can't be a stripper in your own city. You gotta go elsewhere for that. And if you in Miami, just go to a different city. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit. If I had to pick a celebrity milf, though, I'm going with the first girl I ever wrote a poem about, bro. Sierra.
I'm dead.
Sierra. Milf. Got two jits.
Hey, wait. So you wrote a poem about her? Sierra.
My first poem I ever wrote in my life.
Wasn't that around the time when they said
everybody
she had
was saying she was a man? Yeah. Yeah,
it was around that time too. Everybody said she had a penis.
Yo, we went to, when I was in middle school, niggas used to lie. Be like, yo, she was on Oprah saying she got a dick. I'm like, bro, show me the Oprah interview.
Some other lady named Sierra.
Show me the Oprah interview, fam.
Okay.
And when I didn't see that, I didn't believe it. So, yeah, she got my first poem, fam. I saw her in that old video with Ludacris.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her on top of that car, bro, and I knew.
Oh. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Had to put the pen to the sheets.
I'm dead. I got a whole ass list right here, boy. Hey.
You have a list of MILFs?
Hella. I didn't know which one I was going to choose, but I know exactly. So the first one I'm going to choose, Mariah Carey. She always going to, like, just like you, she was the first person I ever wrote a poem about.
Mariah Carey now.
Mariah Carey wasn't a MILF back then. Mariah Carey is probably the first celebrity I ever had a crush
on. So, wait, you still got a crush on Mariah Carey now?
You know, I ain't seen her in a minute. I know that she was a cougar when I was like, damn, she's bad. Because she was 40 and she still looked like Beyonce. Still looked better than Beyonce.
Ooh, right now?
I said when she was 40.
How was she? I think
she's like 40. She's like 50-ish.
That's one of the first videos I remember. Her Honey video, I was in love. Now, Mariah Carey, you still
alright. You know what I'm saying? You still in the cougar. Yeah, she kind of big the last time I saw her.
For the aging too, but it's all good.
She's kind of big after
Christmas.
After Nick
Christmas
Cannon.
Carol killed her. Christmas Carol killed her in my eyes, man.
Let me see. I'm trying to look for her.
Who else you got on your list?
They don't got no fat pictures of Mariah Carey.
I'm dead. Yeah, they really don't. Yes, they do. I put Mariah Carey.
Y'all really looking up fat Mariah Carey pictures?
Yeah, right? Look at her. She can still get it.
Yeah, that's not fat at all.
Nah,
but that first picture.
Thick,
oh my
god. Wait, no, that didn't. I can't turn it into the first picture.
The one to the right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Fat though. By comparison? Yes.
Oh yeah, by comparison. But that's not. Y'all, what y'all gonna look like when y'all 50?
Shaq. Not like that. But all these girls can't see. First of all, you already bald. So you beat most of us.
Hey, you was just too convenient at that moment,
bruh. You talking about this?
But that's Photoshop, bro. Yeah. That's Photoshop.
I don't care.
That is Piggy, bro. That's not Mariah Carey. Bruh, that's not that bad.
Wow. She got double necks now, my nigga. All right.
She bagged Nick Cannon.
You know what? If y'all like it.
Bagged the billionaire.
Yeah. If y'all like it,
we're not going to talk about Nick Cannon.
You know what?
The man is.
You know what else? You know what else?
Nick Cannon bagged her.
You know
what else? The
man is in the Hall of Fame. You know what else? Want to? Nick Cannon whole waitress crew. All them bitches that be on the show.
Oh, Wild N' Out Girls?
Yes, all them bitches.
A lot of them came from FIU, fam.
Don't care.
Yeah.
And they all MILFs.
They all bad.
MILFs.
I don't know if they all have kids. I know
most of them have kids.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And some of them, you know, some of the strippers at Tootsie's be all Wild N' Out too.
Yep.
Cool. I don't know if they all have kids, though.
Cool.
Okay.
Most of them got kids.
I was shocked when I started finding out they were strippers.
I was in shock.
Oh, okay.
Is she fine? She on Wildin' Out, girl.
You're right.
But Angela Bassett, too. But, all right. Angela Bassett, and this one was just because it was a surprise to me. The other day I watched Spider-Man Homecoming, and then they showed Aunt May. I'm like, damn.
Wait, you have Angela Bassett and Aunt May?
Wait, hold on. I gotta go see this shit.
Now, Mariah Tomei, oh my gosh, I was surprised. She look good. Yeah, she look great. I was like, wait, why Aunt May so young?
In comparison to the first one?
Yeah, because she was always old, like even in the comments, I remember this.
And I'm mad they put them old ass glasses on her. Like,
she looks sexier with them glasses.
Angela Bassett looks good.
You might have a grandma problem, because
bro, I like Googles.
You don't see this?
I like older women.
Yeah, she look old as fucking.
With that glasses.
Yeah, in the neck.
And then look at this.
She got the turkey neck. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Niggas was swarming for her in that movie.
You put them glasses on, look old as shit, and he put it, no glasses.
Bro, you got none of them glasses, boy.
No. That sound like a grandma problem,
yeah,
bro.
You sound like you got a grandma problem.
No, I just assume, if you have glasses on, well, we fucking, you getting them shit.
Yeah, a specific type of glasses.
No, you know what I'm all glasses.
Y'all seen Nicole Murphy?
Huh?
Y'all seen Nicole Murphy?
That sound familiar. Her name, she sound familiar.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
You just know you gonna add her to your list.
I'm dead.
Just know you're going to add her to your list, bro.
Yeah, but them glasses is mad grandma-ish, bro. So, you know.
Nicole Murphy, she look like I'm going to add her to... Yeah.
I'm at the weirdest thing about Nicole Murphy, I want to smash her and her kids.
Abs, bro.
Her and her kids.
Oh,
her
my kid's bad. God. Yo. Hey, damn.
This man talking full-blown on Pornhub.
Oh, something. Shit. Nah, he's not lying.
She bad. And her daughters are beautiful too.
Her daughters are beautiful as shit.
Yeah, man.
Her daughters are beautiful.
The age appropriate daughters.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't see all of them. I only saw the one that was in the Wale video.
No, PO shit.
What video?
Isn't
no pedophile and, shit.
Oh, shit.
I forgot there's a video. I've only seen two.
Yeah, no pedophile shit. Yeah, but all the age appropriate ones can get it.
I'm dead. Amazing, all like getting two.
Yeah, I've only seen two of them, and then her.
Yeah, it's two, and it's two young ones. So,
nigga, come on.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, people are going to over here, you know, take you as a pedophile. They're going to take you the wrong way.
Nobody was going to take that.
Yeah.
Nobody was going to do that. Everybody know my age now. They was going to know what I was talking about.
Yeah. What about you, Shaq?
I already said my list.
Wait, that was everybody on your list? You had three people, and two of them were two.
No,
Marvel?
He had six, I had like but five people. I wasn't gonna let him finish that list.
Okay, yeah, say
I
didn't less. This nigga already named two women in Marvel movies, so we all good.
I'm dead. Oh yeah, I said Halle Berry.
No, you said Angela Bassett.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And Mariah Carey.
And the Tomei nigga.
Yeah,
and Mariah Carey.
I put Halle Berry.
Fat Mariah. He like Fat Mariah.
Bruh, I like both.
You like both?
You know what?
You African.
So you going for the money?
If
we going for the money, then Oprah's on.
He's
list.
African. Yeah. He like.
I assumed
girls.
You was going to say Oprah to begin with.
Oprah can get it.
We had this whole conversation.
Right. Oprah can get sick
for all that, but
you can't do shit.
Hey, that sound like Sugar Babies.
Hey, Oprah and Gail, Oprah. Same time,
Sugar Babies. Yes. You gonna be Chappelle in that skit? You remember that shit? That nigga was laying in bed and said, "Hey, I need money."
Oprah and Gail, bro. We can get it, bro. Fly me out,
Sugar Babies.
Fly me out real quick. I'll come to Africa with you.
All right,
where the fuck they at?
So, all right, we done talking about these older women. All right, now we're going to talk about some younger women. All right, so recently, the Miss America pageant peoples was like, we scrapping the swimsuit portion, right? So now we all going to sit here and watch this, and we think we're going to see Vicky's Secret on that bitch, but we're not going to see Vicky's Secret on that bitch. These bitches, these women, my bad.
Thank you.
These women is about to sit here and, you know, they're going to talk about their achievements, their goals, like what makes them dim. And, you know, that's apparently better than a swimsuit portion. And do you know why? It's because they want to be inclusive. They want to include people of all shapes and sizes so no one just feels left out. So, my question is, what do you think? What do y'all think about that?
I'm mad you talking something inspirational about bitches and then
this whole section is about women.
All right, so women.
We gotta have some respect.
I'm on Twitter and a bitch A woman with a ring. You want to know what she said? What? She put up a picture, and the caption was, "I suck dick, but not for free, though."
Okay.
That's a bitch.
We're going to segue. From that to some positivity. Hey, speaking of... Fuck it. We're going to be positive for as long as we can handle it, all right? All right. So, my only question is are they going to open up who they allow to be in Miss... This is Miss America or Miss USA?
Miss America or US... I don't know.
Whatever. If they open it up and it's not all just attractive women, even if it is attractive women, I think it could be beneficial just because it'll put more of a highlight in what they do. One thing that I like about beauty contestants is that they all live very interesting lives. They all have philanthropies. They all have... all these other things that go into that.
That's the only way they'll get into that shit.
Right. They all have it. So I think it's great. And I think if they spend more time highlighting that, it'll be a great lesson for women.
Okay.
Or young ladies.
All right. My thing is...
Or Ava, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Cool.
My thing is... You want to say something or...
Nah, you okay. Go.
So I feel like... this is it, for what they're trying to do is be inclusive to like bigger women. I feel like
to bigger women.
Yeah. Okay. Like women of all shapes and sizes. Like that's like what the article said. I feel like
bigger women would body that bikini section.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I feel like instead of doing, they're not achieving their goal to be inclusive because now they're saying like a fat girl cannot be, or not fat girl, a thick, big BBW cannot look good in a swimsuit.
Damn, they would body that.
Yeah, because some of them would really body it. Like, it would have meant, like, sometimes you do want to see a little, like, belly cop up. Like, I don't, personally. But I know I have seen some thick women in bikinis, like, two pieces, and I'd just be like,
Especially how, like, social media is set up today with everybody backing up everything or getting really behind the differences. I think that would be a big movement if they would allow some... bigger women participate, especially that swimsuit portion, because that's when they would really shine.
Exactly. Like, so them saying like, oh, we're going to take out the swimsuit portion so we can get these bigger women, like these women of all different shapes and sizes who might not have like the assets needed for a swimsuit, it's like saying like they couldn't do it, they wouldn't stand a chance. So like, that's not even helping their case. If anything, that's like hurting what they're saying. They're just saying that only women that look like this will look good in a swimsuit. So yeah, that was just my thing.
Okay, cool. Is that it? You lasted about 5 minutes being positive. Now back to Shaq. What the hell were you saying?
Oh, all right. So like earlier on Twitter, right?
Not your phone. You can't put your fingerprint in.
Hey, relax, bro. I'm trying to see how long this joint is. But all right. So earlier, right? I was on Twitter. A girl put up two pictures. Same two pictures. Well, not the same two. But she put up two pictures.
And she said,
"I suck dick," right? And the nigga quote to it said, "Damn, y'all bitches running out of captions, right?" So I find that like mad funny. I'm like, I really ain't pay attention to the sucking dick part. So it's just ironically, I really did it. I knew she was bullshit. Like, and all bitches suck dick. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So. It's ironic that this man's, you know, talking positive about women. Right, I see the caption say, "I suck dick, but not for free." And I was just laughing because that shit is like, how
so
ironic.
She just
another girl put up another picture caption.
Okay.
So that shit was just hilarious to me.
All right, so did y'all see this Future situation at all on Twitter?
Well, hilarious. Okay. Hilarious. And the way bitches is going at it is hilarious because it's facts, big facts.
All right, so how do you feel about it? If a nigga flies you out, do you think
oh that
is sex on the menu?
Yeah.
Is that the only reason why niggas is flying women out?
Nah, not really, you know, but
I fly my mama out.
Not really, but
she not my mama. That's not what I meant.
You not that's not my mama. This is your mama. Bro, you just made this conversation work.
Yeah, we gonna ignore that. I'm not gonna cut that. We gonna ignore that.
But I don't know, like, you know, Future caliber. I'm not saying like she wasn't worth like Future time or anything, but. You know, you should just at least ask
he
that.
He has a collection,
man. You know what I'm saying? But you should at least say, hey, are you flying me out the fuck? Or we going to chill? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No ahead of time. But, you know, she just flew out, thought shit was sweet.
Yeah, she said they hung up before and they didn't smash or whatever. I wasn't really too invested
That's
in
cool.
That,
that could have been the icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know, niggas, nowadays niggas is not on that rape shit. Except for white boys.
Kodak.
And what was her name? Kodak? Nah, Kodak, nah. Because Kodak, Kodak.
Wait, what was that girl, the model name?
I don't know.
It was Shamartia something.
Yeah, you be on it, bro.
Nah, I seen like a million times, bro. Yeah.
Wait, you sent it to me, right?
And, nah, I ain't sent it to you.
Someone sent that shit to me.
It was Shamartia's or whatever it is. But I just feel like... I don't know what hoes should be expecting when a nigga say, I'm going to fly you out. Like, you know, you should be like, okay, if a nigga say he's going to fly you out, you should be like, okay, I'm going to do it because I know he's going to fly me out and reimburse me. Well, she said he was going to give her $5,500 and the plane ticket was $550. So, automatically, you should know, hey, I might have to fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting paid... way more than what I'm paying to go there. You know what I'm saying? Because let's all be realistic. A lot of girls, especially the IG models, be selling pussy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say it. They don't broadcast it. They don't promote it. Nah. But they sell pussy.
So one of our homeboys once said, if she got booking info in her bio, she's selling pussy.
Basically.
So I'm trying to figure out if this girl had booking info on her.
Facts.
Because if she did, then she was
apparently just... Apparently she wasn't about it, though. Apparently she had booking information about something else.
But if you wasn't, you know, if you wasn't really about it, you should have just let that shit be known before you bought the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
If you said, just go... If you said,
yeah, hey... I think you got to make it clear that, hey, I hope you don't... Even if she would have just been like, yo, I hope you don't think nothing coming out of this. Like, I'm just flying out to chill with you because I like you. I'm feeling you.
And you know what I'm saying? That would have been smart. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
Now if you pushed on to, now we got a whole, you know, a whole SVU moment going on.
You got to establish it.
But she didn't establish it. She just thought, hey, it was going to be this. Nah, it's a famous nigga. It's a nigga with money on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So... Niggas with money always pay for pussy. Trust me, I see it all the time, and my mindset changed. Niggas with money always pay for pussy.
Because money is nothing to them.
Yes.
It's like time for us. We always chilling with chicks.
Yeah, so...
Well, we were always chilling with chicks. Faithful.
Yeah, always. Nah, don't do that no more. I've been 2 years, almost 2 years strong.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like she was... It was dumb on her behalf. I feel like she, even girls said it. Girls themselves said it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so now getting back to your first topic, that I suck good caption, right? Do y'all think women be flexing for social media?
Yeah. I 100% think that.
I feel like they don't be, I feel like it's not for social media, it's for attention more than for the social media.
Basically.
But, you know, they are also low-key just, like, you know, throwing the fishing rod out there and trying to see what bites. Because, you know, they're going to get a bunch of ugly guy-looking niggas in their DMs, but they looking for that Chris Brown.
Nah, I don't think so. There's a lot of bitches nowadays. Like, you know, they everything is like a trend to girls nowadays. So, like, being freaky right now is a trend. Like, every girl is a freak, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Boy, and a couple of years back, or last year...
Like, bust on them the
glasses. Like that bi-curious. Like, when every girl was bi-curious.
Yeah. Like, every girl was gay.
Yeah. She like, gave that bitch a peck on the cheek, but she ain't gonna eat her out.
Hey, you know, that fucks up a lot of people. I feel like girls be fucked with a lot of people most. Like, that whole gay... like that old gay, like fake gay situation girls was doing, and niggas was smashing dykes, bitches and shit. Like, bro.
Okay. I think girls be flexing a lot. I think everybody on social media be flexing, but I think this whole
girls are more prevalent with girls.
I suck dick, I do this. I think a lot of girls be flexing. Not necessarily that I suck dick part, that's okay. If you want to tell everybody, be my guest, it's your account. But I think a lot of them be going above and beyond to get that.
I personally feel like girls just follow a trend. Just they follow a trend.
Half naked pictures, but it, captioning. Oops.
That too. Oops. But girls, and then on top of that, girls try to be trendsetters. Like outfits. You ever seen some of these ugly ass outfits girls be wearing?
And another girl pick it up right off. If it gets enough attention, people gonna flock
to it. And they just try to be trendsetters. That's
why every time you see like all the what do they call it on Instagram when they have the popular page?
The Discover page?
The Discover page. A lot of bitches be wearing the same stuff. Mm-hmm. Same thing on Twitter. When you see all these retweeted pictures, a lot of them be wearing the same stuff, just different color, or maybe even the same color.
To be honest, I think, to be like dead ass, no joke, and I've thought this my whole life, I think everything that they make for women is the same thing, just a different color. You ever look at a girl's shoes, like them sandals and them gladiators and all that? I swear, they're just the same fucking pair of shoes. Same thing with heels. I really do not know the difference between each of these different pairs of heels.
They can say the same thing about your shoes.
No, they can't.
Yo, girls have to be thinking Reeboks and J's. Don't lie. If a girl ever said that to you, don't lie and say you wasn't wearing a pair of Adidas and the girl was like, hey, those J's.
No, that's never happened.
Oh, girl, never said that to me.
I like bitches from New York. Girls in New York be knowing, oh, they're the 12s. Oh, okay. I wasn't going to say that last word because, you know, this shit is gay. The one that starts with a Z and ends with a Y.
You should have just said it.
Nope. No, what is it? The one that rhymes with daddy, bruh.
You want to say daddy, Zaddy? But you want to say zaddy?
Zaddy?
That shit is dumb gay.
I ain't going to lie.
You said damn daddy to your shoes?
Nah, I'm just giving an example. Cool.
I ain't going to lie. I like when my girl calls me zaddy. Bruh. Huh? I like when a girl call me Zaddy or Daddy.
Yeah, it's like a next stage. Yeah. I hold on. So this is random. This is on Buck. So if y'all just let me know. What's y'all level of compliments from a woman? Like, what's the best thing they could say to you? And I'm not talking about being vulgar. So like fine, cute, attractive, gorgeous. What's the best thing a girl could say to you? Is Zaddy on that list?
Yeah, that's up there, bro. That's
got like that. I feel like there's levels, man. I feel like there's levels. Zaddy is up there, man. Depending on who's saying it.
Like now, like if she say you cute, that's mediocre. Like damn, I ain't that fresh.
Nah, cute is pretty.
Cute is mediocre. I feel like that's disrespectful.
If you
call small things cute,
I feel like it's disrespectful. But for women, I think it's a level for them to go out there with.
No, because women say everything is cute. You ever show a girl a picture
of Ava? Different levels of cute.
Oh my God, she's so cute. And then you show them a pillow.
Nah, see, but that's cute. That gives different levels. When he said cute, that gave it a higher level. But when she go like, oh, you cute, that's like mediocre. Like, you did an eye job. It's not really.
Nah. See, when girls, I've been with girls that will be like, oh, you cute, and then just keep walking. Like South Beach. And then you go to the beach and there's a girl, oh, you cute, and approach you. So to me, it's like different levels of cute. I don't know if girls always use different adjectives to describe
this is men. Women use cute for everything. So if she calling you cute, it's not really.
I just
that's
feel
like the
like,
lowest yeah, level.
I feel like it's the level of exaggeration. To the
yeah, right, there we right, go.
Right. I feel like that plays a big role.
That's how like niggas would be. I can't think of a word.
So what's the best thing a girl could call you? Like what's the best line that y'all like hearing the most?
I already said it, bro. You know, daddy, zaddy, whatever that
Poppy,
shit,
nigga.
Nah, I like hearing
or daddy fine. In any other language. I don't even like.
I've only heard gorgeous a couple times, but I like hearing fine. I think fine is cool. I've heard gorgeous a couple times, not much. I don't know how I feel about that. Do girls call y'all handsome?
I've had a few.
Yeah, handsome.
I feel like they call me
but
handsome.
But older girls
after,
say handsome.
Yeah, or after I get them. Mm. Like, not before I meet them.
Nah, but you know who daddy is? Like, you know when girls say daddy, you know who they be...
Yeah.
I find that
you know who they be stuff. Saying that shit to? Like, You know what type of niggas? No, you know what type of niggas they be saying that shit to other than their fathers?
The niggas that be killing it. Yeah, like, so for a girl to call you zaddy, that's a whole nother story. Zaddy,
she call you that shit. If she call you daddy or zaddy without you being in a pom pom, you doing something right.
There's levels, man.
No, I used that shit as a joke, but I never want to be called that shit.
You would never be called daddy.
I honestly find that shit so.
I ain't gonna lie, you kind of took it too personal with the whole daddy.
I don't even look at it like that. To me, it's just it's like a comfort level thing. I don't necessarily want you to call me daddy. I'm not gonna ask you to call me daddy. Mm-hmm. Even though
you hella,
I have asked women I'm daddy.
What's your Bluetooth name?
Especially Spanish women, that's different. Especially Spanish women. But it's not necessarily a requirement. Half the time I'm playing, but when they get to that comfort level of actually calling you, it's a different concept.
Only like Poppy because it's another language. Literally, that's it. I don't even like it. I just like the fact that it's another language.
I really don't like Poppy. I think that's weird. Because bitches actually call their daddies Poppy.
Yeah.
Like, so. No girl I met actually calls her daddy, daddy. Dad or Pops or Poppy. They don't actually say daddy.
Dad's daddy.
Now, I don't know. I don't think I really hear women call daddy. At least the women in my life call their daddy, daddy. So it's okay, because you don't really call him daddy. Y'all call him other words. Mm-hmm. So I'm cool with daddy. They actually call their dad, dad Poppy. I'm not trying to, because
that shit just be, it just be feeling right. I just like other languages.
And Haitians be saying Poppy? Nah, bro. I'm off that.
To me, is whose mouth is coming out of.
Right. Right. And how they using it. It's all about context.
Yeah, because, like, you know, my girl can be talking to me during sex and I'll be straight. But, like, let's say my mom called me, shit's going down. Everything's going down.
Your mom call you daddy?
No, my mom, like, just my mom speaking. I'm just saying, speaking to me.
Okay, I get what you said.
You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like it just depends on whose mouth is coming out of.
I can agree with that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Poppy don't call me Poppy, though. That's weird.
Whatever you say, bro. That's just my own personal preference.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good.
If you don't call me anything related to a father, I don't even want my kids calling me dad.
But you want them to call you bald head?
No, I want them to call me Prince, or maybe Baba, but most likely Prince.
Remind me to rank you about that later.
Little Baba?
Yeah.
That's how African say dad.
For real?
Yeah.
So what if a girl say Baba?
I don't know. That means
so
like
next time I'm with a Nigerian, I gotta be like, yo, call me Baba?
You could tell them that, yeah. Cool. And they're gonna look at you stupid.
Hey.
Because I don't think American Nigerians say that shit. But I know that's the thing. I know, like, in some countries, they do be calling their dads or their grandpas Baba.
Okay, cool.
All
right, cool. You learned something new.
Mm. Yeah. You know, we kind of got all off that Miss America thing, but
nobody cares about them, really. Yeah, when the last time you watched the Miss America pageant?
Okay, look, I don't ever watch the Miss America. It was the one that
I watched. No, the movie.
Was Universe.
Okay,
I watched the movie.
I
listened to the song.
Oh, Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hits. But yo, I've never watched it. Right. But I see how it affects the media now. It's always on news outlets. It's always on social media. It's always had people interested. So just that concept, I thought would be cool. Mm-hmm. You know.
Also, Miss Universe was at FIU.
Yeah, and I have.
They waxed the shit out of FIU with that shit.
Yeah.
They waxed the fuck out of it.
Damn.
Wow.
It's cool. And I know beauty contestants, and they are really good people. So just to get them.
I know a couple too.
So you know that they're really good people, and everything that they do for it to get the highlight, I think that'll be beneficial.
Alright, it's good. Alright, whatever. Hey, hi, you know what I saw today on Twitter? This dumbass shit IHOP about to do called an IHOB. They about to flip their name and call it IHOB.
That's just so funny.
IHOP an old company, man. They gotta find new ways to be. They gotta keep up.
I think
up.
It's like 7 years or 27 years.
I don't know, bro. But I live by IHOP my whole life, so I feel like it's the oldest company in the world. I feel like this close. Is just.
It says 60 years.
Oh, rebrand. 60,
there we go.
It's just a rebrand.
Yeah, that's what they said. It's
creative.
A rebrand.
They gotta be creative with the rebrand.
Yeah. I just feel like they should just redo all the.
So what y'all think the B means, bro?
Changing the names. It's called, I don't know what it means.
I don't know, they're going to tell it June 11th. Yeah. Everybody's saying what's your guess, bro?
That'd be lit.
I don't think they're going to do it. Yeah. And if they did, they put a little B. That's a little disrespectful. You got to put a big B. Big B. International House. They got that blueberry syrup. Let's think of things with B's and IHOP.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm really rooting for International House of Bitches. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, bitches would be lit. I'll get that tatted if it is bitches.
International House would back that ass up.
That's more than a B. That's one word.
You put that way one word. I tweeted that shit to them.
That's a lot more than a B.
So what if like it was International House of Back That Ass Up and one of the old waitresses
started backing that ass up on you when you came through?
Yeah. Bro, I'd just be like, this place actually, is lit.
Backing that shit up when you white eating your omelet.
What if they say it's International House of Burgers, right? And a bunch of me's just start come popping out like Rick and Morty. Or they actually go International House of Burger and they just say, yeah, we not selling pancakes no more.
That'd be funny as fuck. They said they were still going to sell pancakes.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. I don't know what it is then. As long as they still have free pancake days, we lit.
I hope so. That's a good question. That's all I care about. Get that bag.
As long as they have.
No, that bag, that's yours.
That's Maddie's bag.
Oh, hey, I'm going to rob this nigga.
This is all off topic.
Bro, that shit is nice as fuck. I just noticed that shit. He came into the car with it at all. I didn't notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all heard the EA album?
The who?
The EA album.
No, I heard two songs, I think.
I only like one song. I'm not even lying.
I think I heard two songs, maybe two and a half. But I wasn't really listening to them. I think it was Yikes.
Yeah, Dyke's the only one I like.
I can't even really imagine myself playing it. How y'all feel any type of way about Kanye?
I think it's too much drugs, you know? Yeah. You gotta be on some type of drugs.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, he had me dying when he said I had to get lipo because y'all said I was fat.
That shit had me dying, bro.
That's a quote. If I had to get lipo because y'all think so like that.
Shoot, that's crazy. Y'all don't got any life tips for anybody? I don't want to tell them nothing.
We forgot one of these shits.
I ain't got no life tips.
We got one thing.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got one. Dude. Always go back to school, bro. That's the shit, bro. Always go back to school. And if you want to learn how to cook, get recipes. That will always help you out. It teach you how to do new things each recipe. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Prove the fact.
And always take advantage of your opportunities.
That's about it, yeah.
Opportunities.
That's about it. This is out for the lit, the loud, and lazy.
Damn, episode I had something. Four. But I'm just busy.
My bad. Go ahead.
I'm doing something. Chill.
All right, y'all boys. Episode your boy Fat Moses.
All right. I'm dead.
You play classic.